انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الإمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام: من عرف فاطمة حق معرفتها فقد أدرك ليلة القدر. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight we are commemorating the day, the event of the Shahadat and martyrdom of the greatest lady, the leader of all the ladies of paradise, As-Siddiqa, Az-Zakiyya, Al-Mubaraka, Al-Muhaddatha, Al-Alima, Al-Radiya, Al-Mardiya, Fatimah Az-Zahra, Salamullahi alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And the hadith which I quoted from our sixth Imam, that is narrated in Tafsir Furat al-Kufi, which is one of the very sharif and noble books of Islam and is regarded very highly by our Urafa. And the Tafsir which is for those who love the Walayat of Ahlul Bayt, this Tafsir belongs to them. It has so much to learn and so unique matalib and contents which may not be found anywhere else. So Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is so great that the hadith says, whoever has the ma'rifat of the haqq of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, she has, this person has, he has achieved, he has found the Laylatul Qadr. So Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is Laylatul Qadr and also Yawmullah, and this has to be understood, and tonight I would like to shed some light on that issue. Before I get to that point, we find that the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, لِفَاطِمَةَ تِسْعَةُ أَسْمَاءَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Fatima alayhi salam has 9 names in the eyes of Allah. Fatima and As-Siddiqa and Al-Mubaraka, Al-Tahira, Al-Zakiyya, Al-Radiya, Al-Mardiya, Wal-Muhaddatha, Wal-Zahra. So these are the nine authentic names that have been awarded to this great lady. The reason why she is called Fatima is the word in Arabic means separator. Fatima means to separate. Fatim and Fatima means the one who separates. The reason why she is called Fatima is what we have abundant ahadith. We talk about that subject, you know, why she is called Fatima. And one of those ahadith says from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that إنما سميت فاطمة فاطمة لأنها لأن الخلق فطموا عن معرفتها, because the creatures are separated from having her ma'rifat. And we were talking about in the earlier hadith, whoever has the ma'rifat, the in-depth recognition of her personality, of herself, he will end up achieving the Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, which we all strive to achieve the greatness of that night in every month of Ramadan, and we stay up, isn't it right, in the Laylatul Qadr. So the creatures are kept away from her ma'rifat. So these, like Ayatullah Hassan Zadeh Amuli Hafizahullah, one of our great Urafa who is alive, he is saying that this is, you know, in the hadith we find matalibun arshiyya, the contents which belong to arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not worldly things of which people can easily understand and imagine. These are things which are extremely of the highest level to understand. So the nine names which are awarded to her, Fatima, is one of the reasons is because the creatures are kept away from her ma'rifat. Not everybody deserves to get the in-depth recognition and shanakht and ma'rifat of her haqq and personality. Only those who are ahl and deserving will get it. And another hadith says that لِأَنَّ أَعْدَاءَهَا فُطِمُوا عَنْ حُبِّهَا. The reason إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةُ فَاطِمَةَ لِأَنَّ أَعْدَاءَهَا فُطِمُوا عَنْ حُبِّهَا, because her enemies are separated from her love. The enemies of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha will never get the tawfiq from Allah, the opportunity from Allah to end up loving this great lady, because loving this great lady has its own benefits which are countless. So they don't deserve to get those benefits because of their disobedience and their animosity towards the Ahlul Bayt. So this is the key to success. They will never have the opportunity to get the key to success. Another hadith says, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةُ فَاطِمَةَ لِأَنَّهَا فَطَمَتْ شِعَتَهَا مِنَ النَّارِ, because she separated her followers from the fire. She has, this is something that is, you know, Zahra salamullah alayha and her followers are already taken care of. Her followers are already kept away from the hellfire. And also in a couple of other hadiths we learn the reasons as لَأَنَّهَا فَطَمَةِ الشَّرْ, because she has separated the evil. So she is kept away from every type and every form of evil and shar. That's the reason why she's called Fatima. And another one says, لِأَنَّهَا فُطِمَتْ مِنَ الطَّمْثِ, because she's separated from the monthly period. The period, this kind of, the blood doesn't come for her, because she obviously, this is in another hadith, the Prophet has said, Ibnati Fatima Hawra'un Adamiyya, my daughter Fatima is a hur, Hawra, from the paradise, in the human form, Hawra in the human form. Lam tahid wa lam tatmas wa innama sammaha Fatima li'anna Allah azza wa jal fatamaha wa muhibbiha minan nar. And also the similar kind of reasoning we learn about the name Batul, Because another hadith is that's also from the Holy Prophet, where he's addressing the meaning of the word al-batul. He says al-batul allati lam tara humratan qat, the one who doesn't see any redness. Walam tahid, doesn't have the period. Fa innal hayd makruhun fi banat al-anbiya, because period is makruh and disliked and hated in the daughters of the Prophet. Allah dislikes that thing to for the daughters of the prophets. So this is shows the greatness of the lady, how she has been in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And about the titles of At-Tahira and Zakiyya, obviously, which is related to her Taharatul Qalb, her cleanliness of the soul, her purified and pure spirituality, which had nothing in it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ar-Radiya wal-Mardiya shows that she is pleased with Allah and Allah is pleased with her. That means every aspect of her personality was on the climax of spirituality, which leaves no space for any kind of dislikeness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this behavior can only, brothers and sisters, this behavior of Allah towards her can only happen when she's reflecting Allah in his totality. That means all the names and all the sifat, all the names and the attributes of Allah are completely reflected in her spirituality. And Muhaddasa is because obviously she was the audience of the angel after the Prophet. Huzn and sorrow came to her so much, which is not describable, not imaginable for us, because she herself has said subbat alayya masa'ibun law annaha subbat ala al-ayyami sirna layaliya. So much trouble has befallen over me that if it has befallen over the, you know, the days, it would have been converted into nights. So obviously we cannot imagine that kind of thing. So no one has gone through, because obviously she belongs to the highest level, so she deserves to be facing the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the sabr that she did on these masa'ib. It is so on that occasion the angel used to come and dictate her things about the hawadis, about the events that will happen in the future, which is where we find our a'imma alayhim salam were muftakhir. They were feeling proud over the mushaf of Zahra salamullah alayha. That's where she dictated certain things that she received from the angel directly. So again, it shows her azamat. On one aspect, our imams are muftakhir, they are feeling proud of this information that they received from Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha in the form of Mus'haf of Fatima, which is an alamat among the alaim and signs of every imam, that he has the Mus'haf of Fatima with him. And nowadays it is with Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, wa ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.
On the other hand, we find that she has such a high spirituality that she herself is ready to receive the angel on her qalb. Her qalb is munzalun fi, how our scholars say. Munzalun fi, just like the qalb of Rasulullah was munzalun fi. That means the inzal of the message, the descending down of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to happen directly on her qalb. This shows the isti'dad and qabiliyat and highness of her spirituality. So we find that all the creatures of Allah are under her command. So she's serving as the, we have two terms that we use, Al-Muqaddimah and Zil-Muqaddimah. Muqaddimah means a prelude towards something. Dil Muqaddima means that thing for which this prelude is served. So all the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are serving as Muqaddima and prelude for the arrival of Khatamul Anbiya, Rasulul A'zam, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So our Holy Prophet is Zil Muqaddima. He is the one who has all that paving of the way was done by Allah for his sake. Everything else is a Muqaddima. Every other Prophet is a Muqaddima for him. So Zil Muqaddima is already always afdal and superior than the Muqaddima. Our Prophet has to be, things are paved by every Prophet for the arrival of now, the arrival of the, everything is ready for the arrival of the final messenger. So obviously the same is perfectly true for Amir Mumin alayhi salam. None of the Prophets and their deputies could parallel His Highness. He is the one who is supposed to sit directly in the mansab of Rasulullah. After him, we believe that Imam Hassan alayhi salam is the Naib and Khalifa of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam is the Khalifa of Rasulullah. So Imam Hassan, technically speaking, in the istilah, in the ilm al-kalam, in the knowledge of our aqaid, we believe that Imam Hassan is the Khalifa of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the Khalifa of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam is the Khalifa of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Only and only Imam Ali alayhi salam is mustaqiman, directly, bila wasita, he is the Khalifa of Rasulullah. So walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen serves as the in the same purpose, just like the walayat of Rasulullah is serving the same purpose. Just like the Prophet is Zil Muqaddima in terms of all the previous Prophets of God, similarly Imam Ali alayhi salam's walayat, which is guaranteeing the fact that Risalat is continuing with the same force in his time, without missing out on any aspect of the Risalat and message of the Prophet. Nothing is missed in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this walayat of Imam Ali is serving as a Zil Muqaddima. Similarly, the walayat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, because of the fact that it is mutlaqa in its absoluteness, it is also serving as the Zil Muqaddima for the, all the previous ones who came before her. Because we find that after the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam, she is the person who is having the highest level of supremacy and superiority. Because the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Nahnu hujjatullahi ala al-khalq." We are the hujjats of Allah on the creatures. Wa Fatimatu hujjatuhu alayna. And Fatima is the hujjat of Allah upon us. So we find the rutba, the status of Hazrat Zahra is afdal than the 11 Imams. 11 Imams are not as high as Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. They are under the command of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. This has to be understood. Look at the highness of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. The Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam says, "Fi ibnati Rasulillah li uswatun hasana." In the daughter of Rasulullah lies a role model for me. So she is the uswa for Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. So Zil Muqaddima is always ashraf from the Muqaddima. So لقد كانت Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, لقد كانت مفروضة الطاعة على جميع من خلق الله. That means Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, her obedience was fariza and duty on the neck of everything that Allah created. So everything that Allah created, He's running everything in the universe because one or several of His names are supervising those assignments and tasks in the world, in the universe. So if a person is such that every existence of the universe is under her obedience, This is a concrete burhan and evidence that she is reflecting all the names of Allah. So all the assignments that Allah is handling in the universe, because of one or several names of His, which are Ainu Zat, she is reflecting all those names in her soul. That's why everything reports back to her. And she is calling the shots, for everything is under her command. لَقَدْ كَانَتْ مَفْرُوضَةَ الطَّاعَةَ عَلَى جَمِيعِ مَنْ خَلَقَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجِنِّ among the jinns and the humans وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ وَالْوَحْشِ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ including the jinns and the humans and the birds and the animals and the prophets and the angels. That's narrated in Kitab al-Awalim. So we find that in the incident, such a person who has this highness, there is no hijab between her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is the makhzan of asrar and ulum. All the knowledges and secrets are shared by Allah with such a personality. She is a mistaq of al-insanul kamil, the perfect human. And al-insanul kamil is serving as the khalifa of Allah. Every human that is the mistaq of al-insanul kamil, the perfect human, is bil-fi'l, currently the khalifa of Allah, vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when she is serving as a khalifa, having the walayat al-takwiniyya al-mutlaqa, you find angels who are the closest. What to talk of those who are inferior? Ridwan of the paradise, the caretaker angel, who is the caretaker guardian angel of paradise, is serving as her servant. And Jibreel, who is the archangel, is serving as her servant proudly. And Mikael, who is another one of the four greatest angels, is serving as her servants. One is rocking the cradle in the mahad of the baby of Hazrat Zahra. The other one is moving the grindstone to prepare the food for in the house of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi wa alayhi. And Ridwan of the paradise, the guardian angel, is coming at the door of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi wa alayhi, which shows again the walayat and takwiniyah of hers as al-khayyat. Ana khayyatul hasanain. I am the tailor of Hasanain alayhi salam. Because of the fact that that a while ago Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi wa alayhi has said to her children that your clothes are with the tailor. There was no clothes with the tailor, but as soon as she said it, it was the way she said. It was the way she said. It will happen. The way whatever she says is going to happen. It will become haqiqat. What she says is nothing but haq. And when she says that thing, we find the Ridwan of the paradise is commanded by Allah to serve as khayyat and tailor. Instead of introducing himself as the Ridwan, he goes to the doorstep of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi wa alayhi, knocks the door and says, Ana khayyatul hasanain. I am the tailor of hasanain alayhi salam. So this is about the highness. Ibn Abbas says that Hazrat Zahra salamu alayhi wa alayhi prays two rakats of prayers and starts her munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She raised her hands towards the heaven and ثُمَّ رَفَعَتْ بَاطِنَا كَفَّيْهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَقَالَتْ, and she said, إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي هَذَا مُحَمَّدٌ نَبِيُّكَ, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your prophet. وَأَهَذَا عَلِيُّ إِبْنُ عَمِّ نَبِيِّكَ, and this is Ali, the son of the uncle of your prophet. وَهَذَانِ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ, and these two are Hassan and Hussein. سِبْتَ نَبِيِّكَ, the children of your prophet. إِلَهِ أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَعِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, O my Lord, send down a food spread for us from the heaven. كَمَا أَنزَلْتَهَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, the way you sent it on the children of Israel. أَكَلُوا مِنْهَا وَكَفَرُوا بِهَا, they ate from it and they showed disbelief, kufr towards it. اللهم أنزل علينا فإن به مؤمنون, oh my Lord, send it on us, for certainly we are مؤمنون, we are believers in that. So قال ابن عباس والله ما استتمت الدعوة, the dua from Zahra salam alayha was not yet finished and completed, and the food was ready in front of her. From the backside, the food was presented, it was ready and prepared. So, this is what we find, that this shows the closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the fact that she is the Laylatul Qadr is something which proves the fact. Obviously, a person who has 11 of Al-Qur'an al-Natiq, 11 personalities who are equal to the talking Qur'an, 11 of the Imams who are coming from her, she deserves to be called Laylatul Qadr. In the Laylatul Qadr of Hazrat Zahra, 11 of the Qur'ans were revealed. So 11 Qur'ans are revealed in, you know, in the Laylatul Qadr, which is the person of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. She is the akhidh bil Qur'an, she's the one who takes the entire Qur'an, hamil al Qur'an, the one who carries the nur of the entire Qur'an in her qalb, and she has the entire irfan. So we, and that's why our Urufa say that this discussion is enough to prove the fact that Quran and Burhan and Irfan are always combined together and inseparable. You cannot separate Quran from Ilmul Irfan and the knowledge of the Ma'rifat of Allah. And likewise, you cannot separate the knowledge of the ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of Allah from the burhan and the intellectual evidences and philosophical evidences. So, she is representing all the haqa'iq, all the realities of the universe. She is engulfing all the realities of the universe. So in Tafsir Furat al-Kufi, he has narrated this narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, where he says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr al-laylatu Fatima." Imam alayhi salam is explaining the Surah al-Qadr, doing the Tafsir of Surah al-Qadr. So certainly we have sent it down in the night of Qadr, and the night al-layla is Fatima, wal Qadr Allah. Imam alayhi salam says the Qadr is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah. فَمَنْ عَرِفَ فَاطِمَةَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِهَا فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, whoever has the ma'rifat completely, fully complete the haqq of the proper way of having the ma'rifat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, has achieved, he has found the Laylatul Qadr. وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةُ إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةَ لَأَنَّ الْخَلْقَ فُطِمُوا عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهَا أَوْ مَعْرِفَتَهَا وَالشَّكُّ مِنْ أَبِي الْقَسْمِ. Abul Qasim is the narrator who was doubtful about the narrating of the words. So there's two possibilities that he has narrated. But the theme is all the same. There's no difference in the theme. The theme remains the same, that she is named Fatima because the creatures are kept away and separated from having from her ma'rifat and in-depth recognition. قَوْلُهُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَلْرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement that what makes you understand what Laylatul Qadr is, what's the night of Qadr. So Imam alayhi salam say, in other words, Imam says that ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر يعني خير من ألف مؤمن وهي أم المؤمنين. That means خير من ألف شهر means better than 1,000 مؤمنين. And وهي أم المؤمنين, and she is the mother of all the مؤمنين. And then Imam alayhi salam says تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. The angels and ruh descend down in it. That means in the Laylatul Qadr, the angels of Allah descend down and the ruh comes down. والملائكة المؤمنون الذين يملكون علم آل محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So the angels are the ones who are basically possessing the knowledge of Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, and Ruh al-Qudus, and the Ruh al-Qudus here Fatima, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, with the permission of their Lord, with every amr. And then at the end, the ayat of Quran says, Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. And Imam alayhi salam, doing the tafsir, says that hatta, yani hatta khuruj al-qa'im. Please say salawat. Till the uprising of Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salatu wassalam. Like I said, these matalib are matalibun arshiyya, which requires a lot of discussion around that. Just like the Holy Quran, our scholars say, is the summary of all the haqa'iq and realities of the universe. And so all the haqa'iq of the which are summarized in the Holy Quran, and this nur of Allah in the form of Quran was revealed daf'atan wahida, in one shot, on the qalb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and in the chest, in the qalb of Rasulullah, which has been expanded. The Quran already says alam nashrah laka sadraka, have we not expanded for you your heart. So the same sadr of Rasulullah, which has the sharh and expansion in it already, is the place, is the home of receiving the entire Quran in its totality. And we find that our scholars say that we have narrated and adilla an-naqliya wal-aqliya, narrated and intellectual evidences which prove that, which honestly is quite hard to translate those terminologies in English language, but they say in the manazil as-sair, when we are traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are related to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we have two types of movements. One is downwards descending, and one is upwards, which is ascending, su'ud. And in the downward scale, we find that this is mentioned in the in Ahl al-Ma'rifah's terminology as Layla. And when we are ascending towards the ascending scale, this is mentioned in the terminology and istilah of Ahl al-Ma'rifah as Yawm and Ayyam. So that's the difference between Layl and Layali, and Yawm and Ayyam is Qaws al-Su'ud and Qaws al-Nuzul in the manazil al-sair towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously in another tafsir we find in tafsir of which is Ara'isul Bayan, it is mentioned that Laylatul Qadr hiya al-bunyatul Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So basically, this refers to the same qalb of Rasulullah, which is the asas and the ruh. Ruh is considered in ilm al-irfan to be in the status of illat, the cause for the jasad. Jasad is like ma'lul. So ruh is serving as the illat and the cause, and jasad and body serves as the ma'lul and the effect. And martabatun da'ifa and nazila of the ruh. So Laylatul Qadr is the al-bunyatul muhammadiyya hala ihtijabihi fi maqam al-qalb ba'da al-shuhud al-zati لأن الإنزال لا يمكن إلا في هذه البنية في هذه الحالة. Because the descending of the Holy Quran would not have been possible had it not been for this qalb of Rasulullah to be ready, to be prepared to receive this nur of Allah in that situation at that time. So this shows the azamat and greatness of the same nur. So when we read the hadith al-qisa that we recited minutes ago, we read that Prophet has said according to that narration, innahum minni wa ana minhum. Isn't that right? لحمهم لحمي ودمهم دمي يؤلمني ما يؤلمهم ويحزنني ما يحزنهم. أنا حرب لمن حاربهم وسلم لمن سالمهم ومحب لمن أحبهم. So they are from me and I am from them. The same risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wasallam is staying alive and surviving in the universe because of the walayat of these personalities, which is ensuring the survival. So this status of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is there, but the behavior of the ummah of Islam is something which is detestable and shameful. 75 days is one narration, but the more authentic one says 90 days. She survives after the shahadat of her father, Rasulullah, 90 days only. And in those 90 days, which were probably the most troublesome and painful time of her life, that she faced in those few days, and which is unparalleled. So we find that the people of Medina complained to Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam about her crying. And because of her crying, see, Imam Ali alayhi salam, so she used to then go to the maqbara of the shuhada of Uhud, to the grave of Sayyidul Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza alayhi salam, with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain with her, taking her kids to the maqabir of the shuhada of Uhud, so she can cry there. And we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam later on constructs this room for her, which we call in the history as Baytul Ahzan, the house of sorrows, because she used to go there in that room for crying. Subbat alayya masa'ibun law annaha subbat ala al-ayyam sirna layaliya. So we find that this is something that Amir Muniyya alayhi salam, see, look at how he's expressing, addressing to Rasulullah, that satunabbi'uka ibnatuka bitawafuri ummatika ala hazmiha. Soon your daughter, in other words, soon your daughter is going to inform you how your ummat was trying to take her, how they were affecting her, you know, what they did towards her, in other words. And فَحْفِهَا السُّؤَالِ وَاسْتَخْبِرْهَا الْحَالِ. Ask her, and ask her the question, ask about her condition, in other words. فَكَمْ مِنْ ذَلِيلٍ مُعْتَلَجٍ بِصَدْرِهَا. How many issues remained in her sadr, That means how many things she was unable to inform anybody. How many pains she just kept it inside her heart. لَمْ تَجَدْ إِلَىٰ بَفِّهِ سَبِيلًا. She did not find any way to inform. So we find وَيَحْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Allah is going to do the judgment and He is the best of the one who judges. So Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the final moments of the Prophet, when Prophet was there, and we find that Prophet was crying, the narration says, and the tears of the Prophet are falling over his cheek. Prophet's face was full of his tears. And when he was asked the reason why he is crying, Prophet replied, which I am paraphrasing these narrations in my words, Prophet said, I am crying over what they are going to do towards my lineage after me. As if I see Fatima, they are doing zulm on Fatima, Prophet says, they are doing, as if I see that they are doing zulm on Fatima, and she's crying, oh my God, but nobody comes for her help. That means none of the Ummat of Rasulullah is coming for helping Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Hazrat Zahra hears that, after that, she started to cry. And Prophet asked, and she says, I am not crying over what they are going to do after you upon me. I am crying because of the mufarakat, because you are getting separated from us. And then Prophet gives her the news which makes her happy. The news the Prophet gave at that time, you will be the first person among the Ahlul Bayt to join the Prophet. Hazrat Zahra is the first person, first member of Ahlul Bayt who will join Rasulullah after his shahadat. We find that Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did her wasaya to Amir al-Mu'mineen. She sends Asma bint Umais and Ummu Ayman, these two great ladies of paradise. She sends the both of them to bring Imam Ali alayhi salam. And when Imam Ali was brought, she started to do her wasaya, her wills. And she says, to marry Imama after me, she's towards similar to me towards my children, in other words. And put my body into the nash, into a coffin which is kind of raised, so the body figure is not shown. That kind of coffin she's mentioning in her will. So at the time she's carried, nobody can recognize her body. And don't allow any one of those who did zulm upon me to participate in her funeral, in her janazah, in other words. So none of those people who are burning the door of Hazrat Zahra, none of those people who came to support those who were burning the door, and they are crushing Hazrat Zahra between the burning door and the wall. So we find Hazrat Muhsin alayhi salam. Hazrat Muhsin became shaheed and he dies. And Hazrat Zahra later on dies from the same wounds which are inflicted by those criminals and zalimeen. Imam Ali doesn't allow none of those. That's the wasiyyat of Hazrat Zahra. And take my janazah in the night where the eyes are sleeping. So we find when the news of the shahadat of Hazrat Zahra spreads in the city of Medina, it was just as if the narration says the whole city was shaking with the cries of the people. When people gathered, the men and the women, everyone gathered at the home, at the manzil, at the home of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Everybody came there. Imam Ali was sitting, Imam Hassan and Hussain alayhi salam were sitting in front of him. People came for the ta'ziyat to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we find Umm Kulsoom salamullah alayha goes to the qabr of Rasulullah and she says that our pain of your shahadat became, your departure became renewed. That means because of the shahadat of Hazrat Zahra, the huzn became renewed again. The huzn of the wafat of the Prophet and the death of the Prophet becomes renewed again. In other words, we find that Abu Zar comes out of the house, says to the crowd that the janazah, taking out of the janazah, has been delayed. So the people of Medina got dispersed. And finally, after a while, when the night came and the eyes were sleeping, that's the time where Imam Ali alayhi salam, with a few ashab and muqarrabeen only, and people of Banu Hashim, his family, they took out the janazah in the night where no one else can be present. And we find this is the mazlumiyat of Hazrat Zahra.
that even the janazah of the most beloved daughter of the most beloved person and the daughter of Rasulullah cannot be taken openly in the daytime. Look at the zulm that the ummah has done. Imam Ali had constructed 7 graves around the grave of Hazrat Zahra so no one can discover and find out where actually she was buried. This is another mazlumiyat of Hazrat Zahra, and her grave will be known to us after the zuhur of the Imam of our time. This is one of the benefits that the Ummah of Islam will discover only after the zuhur. So this is the mazlumiyat. But we find, I would like to say to Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, that you are a great mazlumah. So much oppression has been done upon you. But we find when we pay a visit to Karbala, we find there is another janazah, the janazah of your beloved son Hussein ibn Ali is lying over the maidan of Karbala. But there is nobody ready to provide kafan. For in your case, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen was there to provide ghusl and kafan. And there were some of the ashab and Banu Hashim present there. But the janazah of Sayyid al-Shuhada is lying there. And no one bothers to provide the ghusl and kafan. And we find Hazrat Fidda came and gives the news to Hazrat Zainab that I have a big news for you. And she replies, I don't have any big news after the death of her brother. And she says, and Hazrat Fidda says, they are trying to crush the janazah of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein under the hoofs of the horses. فَقَامَ عَشْرَةٌ مِنَ الْفَوَارِسِ 10 of the horses were prepared to crush the janazah of Imam Hussein under the hooves of the horses. We find that this was never done in the history for anybody, the janazah. We find out of video, we don't know the pain of Hazrat Zainab. We cannot understand the pain of Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha. We cannot understand the pain of Umm Kulsoom. We cannot understand the pain of Imam Sajjad. We find after the Asr of Ashura, Hazrat Zainab started to gather all the ladies of Ahlul Haram and all the children. You know, she could not find Sakina bint al-Husayn. She goes towards the Maqtal to find out Sakina. And she finds Sakina bint al-Husayn is lying over the chest of a body without any head. On a body without any head. And she takes Sakina in her lap and she asks her, how did you find this is the body of your dad? And she says, I was calling Baba and this body replied back to me, Ilayya, Ilayya, Ya Bunayya. Come towards me, come towards me.
على لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Let's recite the آية الكريمة. One of the brothers, his child is very sick in the intensive care unit, and they have requested for dua especially for this child. So let's read the Ayatul Kareema for his shifa and for the hajat of all the mu'mineen. A'udhu billahi min الشيطان الرجيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات خاصة هذا المريض المنظور بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين